Revival.
He sent us for the revival.
In
restoration of all things. Brethren, this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning.
Who are
it's just the beginning.
Mm.
We are going to welcome him up to Sunday. There are two remaining days.
Satu.
Three.
Kutano.
On the Friday.
Uromukaga.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Kumusinida
mazina
kumwebaza. Dance for him. Thank him. Welcome him.
Yes. Tubade tulia zine nakubade kulia.
Satu
zibade za kulia.
3 days have been for eating.
Nokwebaza okutono.
Thanking the little thanks.
Okuyimba okutono.
And the little thing.
Ati ogenda labo okuyimba.
Now you're going to see singing.
Okuyimba.
Singing.
Lwakutano lwamukaga paka Sunday.
Saturday up to Sunday. I don't even know.
Ngabo tusirisebe yuma ne tumuyimbira
nene. Stop my sheep sing with the mouth.
Webare webare ti.
Tuzina
buli chikacha mazina.
Dance every type of dance which is holy.
Choko oyimukema ogeze
ogendo kuzina. Stand up and try to rehearse the way you're going to dance.
Tuliriri. Webare kujjo moyo. Tululu tululu. Omanyinga waliwo gobadde wesunga na atuka.
There is someone you wait for eagerly and they arrive.
Okolachi.
What do you do?
Aha. Din, din, din. Du, du, du.
You rejoice with dancing.
Ho, ho. Banange. Wesimye webaro kujo moyo. Webare. Webaro kujo moyo.
Hey.
Webare. Webaro kujo moyo.
Thank you for coming, Holy Spirit. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit.
Thank you,
Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you,
Spirit.
Thank you,
Spirit. Thank you,
Spirit. Thank you, Electricity trying to play on us. We are going to plant high voltage.
Stand by what?
Stand by generator.
If you see there,
they play again on us.
See ya.
Yes.
See ya, see ya.
When the bridegroom is coming, the bridegroom appears. In those who marry with bridegroom here,
we
do everything possible.
Yes. tugenda musimba ko wali gundi
eriya yakola mu stand by one generator stand by
kati enchata tandiko
okwewuza wuza
naba umeme bajja kutya
umeme will fear yes
we bare
okujja omwoyo
we bare
we bare omwoyo
mutumu we bare
Webaro kujo moyo
Webare
Webaro kujo moyo mutuku
Moyo mwamukama
Webaro kujo moyo Webaro kujo moyo mutuku
Webaro kujo moyo Twakatandika.
We have just begun.
This
Wednesday is today. But since perhaps it's today. My God.
Have you not been a choir member?
A little dance, and you're sure of it. I'm sure you come on the floor. Yes. Just a few people. You go away as others come.
Yes.
We were a good moyo.
Unless
Joshua is the one who's trying. Yes. Hallelujah.
Banag. Tomorrow
you prepare yourself how?
Let us do like this.
Go gather up tomorrow. Praise Jesus much. You first sit down. Get out your book that you have there. We started a few words. And we have to go back in the praise. As soon as the heat will be, it's increased. When I stop that, we proceed on. How do you see that?
The dancing is still much in you. And it's of the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
All the time we shall be praising as we worship, as we sing with God.
His
Spirit moves in might. Revival, restoration of all things. I want to show you the meaning of that word. That all the time we shall be praising as we worship and we sing with God. And His Spirit moves in might.
Revival
and restoration of all things. That word, it's very important. Because the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but joy, peace and joy. In the Holy Spirit. Joy in the Holy Spirit.
It's
not like that, this kingdom of God, it really manifests.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Holy Spirit. He loves praise to be present.
And
the worship happens.
Singing
with God the Father and the Son,
and
if the Holy Spirit leads us,
then
He moves in mind. Revival and restoration of all things. Praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and the Bible reader Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Today we've based in the ministry of the full knowledge of God and to introduce to you the mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things. Right from this year 2022, on the date of 14th, this month of September, up to the coming back of Jesus.
Amen.
That's why I've told you, we shall be praising and we worship and we sing with God. In His Holy Spirit mightily in might, with revival in restoration of all things to the coming back of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus much. Because the kingdom of God, the main thing is not eating and drinking, but joy in the Holy Spirit.
Where
is the kingdom of God is there, the Holy Spirit with His marvelous works. Yes. Joy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mm-hmm.
For any time we read
in
Romans chapter
14,
verse 17, he says like this. Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
Kubanga obwakabaka bwa Katonda sikwe kulya n'okunywa.
For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Yes. Because the kingdom of God
is
not eating and drinking, but He says what? Righteousness and peace and joy.
It
ends with joy in the Holy Spirit. In the Holy Spirit.
As
long as He sanctifies you and He brings peace, what follows all the time to maintain Him, it is joy. He has come cleansing us. All the rightness is to appear.
He
takes all things which can take away peace. And He puts their peace. Now, the extreme end, it is of joy as we sing with God, as we praise God, as we worship Him, as we sing with Him in His songs.
There
the Holy Spirit can move all the time. Mightily in might. To the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. It didn't come in because there is joy. Yes. Joy. In the banquet. It's made with joy. Joy and eating. You did not know that.
At what
way are on their banquets?
Because
joy is around.
Customer take a call to kill
when you prepare righteousness,
then
he puts their peace. The rest it is joy. Now joy
it's
what brings in eatings.
As you saw
them and as you are seeing them.
But
always want things to rejoice the Holy Spirit. And it leads us to praise. We worship God in spirit and in truth. As we sing with Him, then He can move the power manifest. Let's repeat Romans.
Romans chapter 14,
verse 17.
Kubango bwakabaka bwakatonda, sikwe kulia na okunywa, wabula butuukirivu na mirembe, na sanyu mu mwoyo mutukuvu.
For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Yes. Because the kingdom of God and drinking as you saw it, those are not lawful. No. But righteousness, peace, and joy, the one who closed them up. The kingdom of God, though there's no issue, whether it's not drinking, as long as they set up the righteousness and
he puts
their peace, is the one who knows and joy.
Eatings,
it can stop you not to eat.
In
the heavens, angels do not need to eat, it happens once. They make foods for the angel they eat. But it's not eating much. It's not drinking. Those come because of joy has come. Have you understood me? Speak of the kingdom of God, we speak of the Holy Spirit himself. Things are not usually of eating and drinking. But if he plants righteousness and the holiness of it,
it
planted peace. And he's put there joy. Joy.
Of
praising God. Worshipping God in the real spirit.
We are
in the truth of the scriptures.
And
there we sing with God in the songs of God. The Holy Spirit
he moves
mightily in might and he does revival. He restores all things.
First
makes us into a new creation.
Creations
never known those powerful people who are new.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When
you read
Matthew 12, verse 28, he says like this. Matthew 12, verse 28. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Yes. When the Holy Spirit manifests, the kingdom of God it manifests. If the Holy Spirit manifests with his works, he manifests the kingdom of God. But main thing in him is not eating and drinking. Tries much to see the righteousness, peace. Why should he bring peace?
Has
demons and the sickness, everything which take away peace. And then he feels their joy. Joy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that joy,
Simanyi wenyeza kunyo. Na yeye nandi nyonyo deche muku chimu.
Explained one by one.
Na yungkura gengeri jaka kasango.
I show you how he proves righteousness is there.
Wanga wajalano business.
When he come and convict the world of sin. Righteousness. And judgment.
Na kakasango mirembe weji.
Proves that peace is present.
Katina simbe
sanyo. And they implant joy.
Esanyo lori tambulira au.
Joy moves right there.
Utendereze katonda.
You're praising God.
Umusize.
You worship him.
Uyimbe na ye.
You sing with him.
Iyo mwomtu kuvasigale mirimu
je. The Holy Spirit remains in his works.
Arabisa manya akore.
He has power and he works.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Chovura yetu musaba kumuzaburi.
That's why when you read him in the Psalms.
Zaburi yata anumuemu.
Psalms 51.
Agama anti unzitize sanyo ilo.
He said restore me the joy of salvation.
Onyweze no moyo wedembe.
Sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
Esanyo lino.
This joy.
He's
one who brings it. Joy in the Holy Spirit. Yes. And there are people in the salvation. And they have never seen of that joy. But what brought the problem? That the Holy Spirit may manifest.
Convicts
the world of sin. Righteousness. And judgment. And he wants to plant peace.
And
demon heal all form of sickness. Before all was finished, this peace is very hard. This joy is very hard. Sure. It's very hard. That's why we, after he's insisted to us all this time, he forgave our sins, he planted righteousness, he put peace in our midst, ended saying, you rejoice. Me, I move mightily, and I do marvelous things. Rejoice as you praise. You worship. You sing together with God in the songs of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Let's read in the Psalms we see.
Zaburi ya sura ya 5 moyo nolo nyiriri olo 11.
Psalms chapter 51 verse 11.
Tongoba woli sotonzi yako omoyo gwo mutukuvu.
Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Yes.
Tongoba woli.
Cast me not from your presence.
Tonzi yako omoyo gwo mutukuvu.
Not away your Holy Spirit. Yes.
Zaburi ya sura ya 5 moyo nolo nyiriri olo 12.
Psalms 51 verse 12.
Onkomeze wesanyu eliyobulokozi bwo onyweze no moyo gwedembe.
Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and upholds me with a free spirit. Yes.
Onywe kwegamba onkomeza wesanyu
eliyobulokozi. Restore to me the joy of salvation.
Onyweze no moyo gwedembe.
Uphold me with a free spirit. Yes. The spirit of liberty.
Peace,
liberty, freedom. Yes.
Atekodo kubanga abisimbi asimbi obutukirivu.
Must have planted righteousness.
Asimbi emirembe.
He's planted peace.
Esanyo nelikurukuta.
And joy then flows.
Ne tutendereza.
And we praise.
And
we worship God in spirit and truth. The Holy Spirit leads us in His holiness. In the truth of the Holy Scriptures. And we sing with God. In the songs of God.
The
Holy Spirit can move and you wonder. And He does things. Elevated things.
But
church along the problem they have. They want to welcome him in the time of seeing problems. Something which is hard on him. For in those days,
the
emperor chooses no joy. He wants.
That's
being aligned, you accept be aligned. And he plants righteousness. He plants peace.
And
joy as he keeps working.
Kubanga oruwa ba musaba ukujia.
So ask him to come. In Isaiah 26:16.
Kakati ba musaba ukujia na gamba.
Ask him to come. He says no.
This
is when they have seen this race. When they come to pour prayers unto you. It's not where I'm going in them.
May
I want when they are joyful. All issues we have aligned to them. We planted righteousness. We planted peace. Joy.
The
kingdom has manifested well. Have you understood it well? Let's read, we see.
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 16. Mukama, lebala bien naku, leba kujide. Bafuko kusaba, okanga vula kubwe kwali kubo.
Lord, in trouble have they visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. Yes. Isaiah 26:16.
Holy Spirit
reported to God the Father and to the Son. He was to lead these children. The problem they have.
They
lead them as I ought to. When they have seen troubles, when they come the way they want in their ways, and have problems and troubles, now they forget. God in the seasons of being prepared in righteousness. When he come convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, accept or raise. When he plants righteousness, peace also follows. When peace comes, it's what establishes you. Sustain me with the spirit of liberty. In the joy of salvation. In the Holy Spirit. And then he comes. But when you've seen problems, it's when we expect to welcome him. That's why we got out of that. We've gotten sorrowful from when he officially planted this ministry in 2016.
Moved
with the journey from 25, the heavenly biblical journey. But the ministry was planted in the 2016. And rebuked us all cases. Planting righteousness.
Snatched
from us everything which takes away peace. At the end,
he
wants to welcome him in joy. The Holy Spirit.
Enjoy. So sing at
and now when you're sorrowful. When
you say
it's your trouble. When we go to him, pray prayers to him. Lord, why don't I manifest? We've seen problems. He asks, where am I going to offer? I don't see righteousness there. Every time I convicted the world of sin, righteousness and judgment, you never laid your hearts there. When I wanted to plant peace, you never wanted it.
When
I wanted to plant joy, you never accepted it. Now you've come in your problems. You pour up prayers. Let's finish here. We hear. Isaiah 26:17. Like a woman with child that draws near the time of her delivery, is in pain and cries out in her pangs, so have we been in your sight, O Lord. Yes.
Isaiah 26:17.
Come for prayers.
Like
a woman in pains of delivery and the groan. And the Holy Spirit says, no, that does not have a way it concerns me. I've been convicted the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and you do not accept it.
And yet,
kingdom of God, if I manifest, righteousness has to be there. Holiness. For the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The rest he adds them to us. As
I
say in Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Righteousness,
when it begins, the kingdom of God has begun. Peace. And it upholds us. Yes. And joy.
It
moves him work mightily. Refused us to grieve right from here. First gave us eaten for the past 2 days.
It
never stood to tell us any word. You first eat, get filled of joy. And you rejoice. Feel the peace.
Amen.
This one who owns man, I wonder even where he got it from.
Yes, Jehovah knows you.
No way, God wanted to give you. You didn't have it.
He
told us tonight, next day, he began to cook food for us, even meat. We ate meat or a cow, beef. We ate beef. We ate beef, yes.
When
the cow does not go back to heaven.
It
does in glory of children of God. If you go look for the cow, you will not see it. The cow, we eat it. Praise Jesus much. But what I say is this, that many nations, many churches, this time they expect to wait for the Holy Spirit and meet him. But seasons of reproofs, they never minded them. It will be very hard.
Times of reproofs
where I planted righteousness, this kingdom to begin.
When he
told you that repent, those who've got an anger over, forgive them.
It was
beginning his journey.
And
joy, and then he appears. But when he sees joy manifest,
and
it's a very manifest, go dance with my children as we sing. As I do marvelous works, people don't think him to be anything in the times of reproofs, because he plants righteousness, that which old kingdom of God in our midst, the peace,
he casts
demons, takes acts of demons,
every
evil we press our lives.
He
begins with joy and then he moves.
When
you pray the other prayers, that when you see problems, remember to come, and there is floods in the world, the floods are too many, Lord. Lord, the earthquakes, Lord, sickness of COVID,
he
first keep silent, as if the one you pray to is not there.
The
Holy Spirit came down, Acts chapter 2 is already in the world, but to move in us and he manifests, because he manifests the kingdom of God,
he
has to plant righteousness, and when he does it, he convicts the world of sin, righteousness and judgment.
Because
you have to bear them, he plants peace
and
calls us with spirit of liberty. And he first cast demons, acts of demons, acts of evils
in
our midst. He appears when joy has come. Praise Jesus
much.
Let's finish in Isaiah, you hear.
Isaiah
chapter 26, verse 18.
Twali rubuto, twalumwa, twazala mpewo, tetwaleta kulokoka konna mu nsi. So n'abatuula mu nsi, tebagudde.
We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have as it were given birth to wind, we have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Yes. They have not fallen.
He
said, for
revival,
something you may want to give birth to.
Revival
and resurrection. And you cry. And you groan. Yet the pregnancy is wind.
That
you reach time has come to give birth. The year 2022. The month of 13th. Of September, as it was declared,
let's
come.
And
you go to birth revival, and you birth wind. And don't bring any deliverance in the world.
It can
never appear people humble in the world. And they move on to be Stephens.
Yet
the pregnancy of revival has been on the world for many years. Right from the beginning of the world, revival has been asked for. Why? Right, beginning of the earth, man sins.
Bible
speaks in the Psalms 104:30. He sent his spirit. They are created. He renews. Why? When he sent
them
to create, he told him, they will get spoiled and faulted. You'll all keep renewing them. Revival you hear, it's being fought for all the time.
In
humans try to hold the revival.
They get
pregnancy of revival and resurrection. They do not know the way it's latent.
And
the way it's done. Why is it done? What is it? What is revival? Why is it done? How?
And
what is restoration? Why is it done? And how? And when? All those that do not know them.
No,
they have a pregnancy and it's not real, it's fake.
And the world,
when they have changed nothing,
and they have not
done any revival in them. And
yet,
in the world, what has revived them, pulling them back to things they had gotten out. It restores them into immorality.
Those
who came from religions.
The earth restores them to religion.
From salvation
back to religion.
Those who are sorcerers,
they are restored
back to sorcery from salvation. A demon. Satan.
It
does revival and then you ran from me. Satan and his fallen angels, demons of this world, them to use the world and its lusts there, and it restores people who ran from it, and it revives them.
And
Bible says that you first ran from corruption, then you went back. Your latter state is very bad.
He
restores you in the world in a special way.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is one man. He always makes a service. It's called Komiaobiona. It did not differentiate. You recover all. You find yourself immoralities come back in your life. It did differentiate.
Let's
recover all that God gave us. That Satan had robbed.
But
he just said,
all.
Recover.
When
he began that program, he committed adultery. That pastor was alright on the Entebbe Road. In Uganda. He recovered all the old, he beat him down.
When
all people were there, they scattered when they had recovered all. That is that it read in Samuel. And the Lord told the King David, go recover all. What? He told him what had been his possession, for they had captured his family and their possession, and they told him, go recover them back. The other put the head and recover all. And your conference. My God. And it happened annually. Pastor Gilton were the ones in that.
If
he didn't run, he would have recovered them by now. Praise Jesus much. Let's finish in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 26, verse
18.
We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, given birth to wind. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth.
neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Verse
19. Kubanga omusulo gwo gulinga omusulo gw'oku middo n'ettaka liri wandula abafu.
Your dead men shall live together with my dead body, shall they arise. Awake and sing, you that dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Yes, even to raise.
To revive
and restore. You awake and arise in the singing. The resurrection of the dead too moves from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even the dead raise up. Dead bodies are told those who are died. You sing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, the way is this, brethren. We shall keep praising God and we worship Him and we sing with Him the songs of God. The Holy Spirit
and
moves mightily in might with revival and restoration of all things, those of heaven, of the earth,
restore
those who worship God and Spirit and truth in the world. After we first agreed, plant righteousness as you've seen Him come doing, and He plants peace. At the end, it's joy. It's involving singing. As we began telling you,
it means
the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. The kingdom of God
is
not eating and drinking. But it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Then the kingdom has come. Matthew 12:28
says,
if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come. Now when he appears, why he cast demons? That he might uphold peace. He plants righteousness. And he plants peace. As he casts demons, he heals sickness of sin,
and
sickness of the world. And then he manifests joy. As we've heard him,
in
the Psalms 51, verse 11 and 12. Yes. 11 and 13. Yes. Restore joy of salvation. Uphold with the free spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
when trouble comes to be, we do not see all those
in
the times of convicting the world of sin, righteousness and judgment, that he can plant righteousness, we do not lay our hearts there.
And
when he plants peace, he must tell us to leave sin. As he casts demons, he
heals
all forms of sickness. There we are in contentions with him. Again, we wait to think of joy. Where we see trouble is, we go and ask joy from him. You know, opposite of joy is, of sorrow is joy. Yes. When we go in
the
sorrow, we say, we give us joy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
As
he has explained in Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 16 downwards,
when
they see trouble is when they go pour many words to him. Many are out there all over the world that they welcome the Holy Spirit in the mighty
move,
even revival in restoration of all things.
In
the time when he planted righteousness, they never wanted it.
And
when he plants peace for taking away sin, for casting demons, and for healing our form of sickness, and they do not want,
but
they want that they rejoice over him coming.
Oh,
you're joking. saying
that you had gotten pregnant of revival and restoration, but it was wind, and you burst wind, and
you
never appeared salvation in the world. Both of the world were not even changed. Yet the world began to change you. Even
Satan
prepares revival.
And the restoration of his Baba Itabadia.
And restoration of those who fled from him. That's why many born again. They bounced back to sorcery, where they had come from. Many of the born again, they went back to religions, mostly our leaders.
Yes.
Satan revived, restored them back. Restored them to himself. God, he had stolen them from God, and God brought them back to himself. Revived, restored them in salvation. Satan to say, "Nange ni no bad obazo obazayo." Yes, but you know, kukuma ujendi.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. But in all, as they have said, that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness is very important, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
And
those who had many questions, why did we now eat? Maybe we've gone back. Salvation was there, and they had it feasts. They fed the people. Every month or end of that year, that month and that year, and they eat. Maybe it began here. It's not yet begun here. We ate cause of joy in the Holy Spirit.
Not
that we ate for the kingdom of God is eating and drinking. No.
It's a new
joy.
HG?
What?
Mumoyo?
In
the
one who came all manifest in our midst. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
For when he commanded, he says in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10,
that
since the others have aligned you already, let's come from verse 9. Nehemiah chapter 8 from verse 9.
Awo Nekemeya Tirusasa ne Ezra Kabona omuwandisi n'abalevi abayigirizanga abantu ne bagamba abantu bonna nti olunaku luno lutukuvu eri Mukama Katonda wammwe. Temunakuwala so temukaaba maziga, kubanga abantu bonna bakaaba amaziga bwe bawulira ebigambo eby'omu mateeka.
And Nehemiah, who is the governor, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Yes.
Nehemiah,
the governor, was there.
Ezra,
Ezra the priest. There are Levites. Yes. Who proclaimed the word of God in these people. The laws, they did time doing it. And they said that before we preach these words,
and
they showed that we transgressed before the Lord,
and sin
has created the spirit of truth, but come out of sorrow.
The
spirit is going to move mightily. You rejoice and eat.
It
was not done for because it abruptly failed. There is a period they took as they prepared these people.
As
Nehemiah the governor was there, Ezra the teaching priest. Yes. Levites and the scribes of the law. They were clearing the word to the people. It was a
great
and taking time moving. When people heard those words, the way they departed from the Lord, all things happened to them. They wanted to weep.
naye mukama n'abagamba asonyiye
wabula
olw'okuba asonyiwa
mugenda
musanyuke
mulye
kubanga essanyu lya katonda
g'emaanyi
gammwe mugenda kulaba
amaanyi
agenda tambula mu maanyi
muki
tulude ebbanga tutegekebwa ekanyumero kenkugambe nti bw'aba
waakulabisibwa
omwoyo
omutukuvuabisa
obwakabaka
bwakatondaasooka
n'alumiza ensi
y'ekibiobutuukirivu
n'omusango n'asimba
obutuukirivu
n'asimba
emirembe
ng'asooka otudumira okwenenya okuleka ekibi n'agoba
emizimu
n'awonya endwadde
zonna
ez'omwoyo n'ez'omumubiri n'asembayo mu ssanyu n'atuuka muyimbe
nze
ntambule awo nekemeya ky'ovula bayongera n'abagamba atusome tuwulire
Nehemiah essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi awo n'abagamba nti mweddireyo mulye amasavu munywe ebiwoomerevu muweereze oyo emiga bategekeddwa kintu kubanga olunaku luno lutukuvu eri mukama waffe so temunakuwala kubanga essanyu lya mukama g'emaanyi gammwe.
Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet wine, and send portions unto them for which nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be you grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes.
Yabagamba.
He told them,
I
don't want you to grieve.
Okusinya kuba nnyonnyodda mu nekemeyasula eno ey'omunaanaonna
w'ogivagwaliwo
abantu nga bayambako n'abalala otutegeera
balinnya katuutibanyonyola
nga bwe tumaze ebbanga lyonna mu kifo
kino
era baamala okuba nga bategedde
byonna
n'ekibi kyabwe n'obubi
bwabwe
ne basalawo okwewaayo okwenenyaama ne
banakuwalanaye
olw'okuba mu omutukuba ali agenda kujjaagaba amaanyi
era atambule mu maanyiabagambe
byokunakuwalaasonyiyemuddamu kujjukira byonna
ebyo
wabula obulimi bwe mbayisiza mu kubatereeza
temubwerabirangakubanga
munabwerabira mujja kuddamu
forget it, you will bounce back into sins. But what you do, God rejoice. You eat. You drink the sweet wine. When they speak sweet wine, they
are
not saying alcoholic wine. Some people don't differentiate this. When someone
read
wine in the Bible, they interpret alcohol. It's not that. When you read wine in the Bible,
in Uganda
it would have been juice. Yes.
Era bw'ogendanga mu supermarket.
And when you go to the supermarket,
n'osingana konti wine.
And you find inscription of wine on the bottle.
Sikwata ku mwenge.
I say I don't take alcohol.
So mabulungi olabe alukakoliki wine.
Very well, see whether it's alcoholic.
Nti ogwali omubisi
gufuuka omwenge. You stand into alcohol.
Kubanga tewali gubeera bubezi mwenge
mu butonde bwa. Which appears alcohol in its nature.
Gusoka mubisi.
It comes to first be juice. And it ferments after. Yes.
Abantu ne balunga.
And people mix in.
Ne batekako mu muwemba n'ebirala.
And they ferment it.
Ne bagunje ebibatawanya.
And they invent things trouble them.
Nga mubulizi meka.
As Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Nti Katonda atonda omuntu nga mugolokofu.
God created man upright.
N'agunja bingi ebimuteganya.
And devised many things which trouble him. God has never created alcohol. Where is it? They said that Jesus created it. When I
read,
they speak of wine here. You,
when
the time you read wine, you think it's alcohol.
Oh.
Praise Jesus much. Now, brethren, here is where we base, and they told us, eat, drink. I don't know whether our meat is ready. Is it ready?
Told us
because the joy of the Lord, it is our strength. Why tell us to sing? He's going to rejoice and he send the Spirit and the Spirit empower us and they move mightily.
Amen.
As he rejoices, Because he said,
Zephaniah
chapter 3, verse 17, the Lord will rejoice over you with singing. Yes.
If you rejoice,
we sing with him. And then he gives
power.
Joy has spread on him. And he too sings. Holy Spirit, move. Move and go. Go in revival. I
don't
know some people. Bible goes to say, prepare to meet your God.
And you
don't ask him, Lord, how do I prepare myself?
And
you prepare your own way.
And
you never see each other. Before I go there, let's read Zephaniah. We see
Zephaniah, esure yokusato, noru nyiriri ole kuminomusavu.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
Mukama katondao, ali wakatiwo. Owamanyi, analokola. Ali kusanyu kila nisanyu. Ali womurira mukwagala kwe. Ali kusanyu kila ngayimba.
The Lord your God, in the midst of you, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
If
you heard him there, the Lord in our midst is mighty. Remember, his joy is our strength. Power he has it there.
Yet
waits for joy.
Amen.
He waits for joy. When the midst is mighty to save. For the Lord rejoices over us. As he sings.
After
I begin to sing in heaven and we join on him in these songs, in his very own songs, others who have been prepared in the songs of God. He begins as he sings. We too are in his songs. As we sing. We sing with him. His joy becometh our strength. First Chronicles chapter 25 verse
6.
First Chronicles chapter 25 verse
6. Okuyimbiranga mu nyumba ya Mukama. N'ebitaasa n'entongoli n'ennanga olw'okuweereza ng'oko mu nyumba ya Katonda. Asafu, Yedusini, Nekemani, Ngabali wansi w'ekiragiro kya Kabaka.
All these were under the direction of their father in the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, lyres, and harps, for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. Verse 7.
N'omuwendo gwabo wamo ne baganda babwe abayigirizibwa mu nyimba za Mukama. Nti bonna abali na magezi gwali ebikumi bibiri mu kinaana mu munaana.
So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were skillful, was 248. Yes.
Bali bategekebwa mu nyimba za
Katonda. They had been instructed in the songs of God. The very exact verse he sings.
We
began in Nehemiah, in chapter 8, verse 10. That you go eat and rejoice. Now rejoice.
Because
the joy of the Lord when you sing, you eat together, he rejoices. His joy is going to be our strength. Why?
They
took us in Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17.
And
rejoice over us with singing. The joy of the Lord is to come in the midst there as he sings. And we too here, we sing with him in his songs.
Gabo uride wano mu
As we've had in the first Chronicles, chapter 25, verse 6 to 7. And we are in his songs singing. That's why he's commanded us that eat, drink, and sing. That because you had not understood it, and it came to you as a test
to see
whether you can understand what he tells you.
And then you sing
and you joke with
yet
it. Yet God too is out there singing.
And he said,
play for me as I sing. And you refuse. So you see,
that
child, every time I prepare, didn't take out big-headedness, they don't hear.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
we are singing, he too already had begun singing. And the Holy Spirit tells him, now you move there. Manifest power. Because Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, when the Holy Spirit will come, he will give you power. That's what comes when we are in joy. And he moves. Most usually wait him in another way. In some prepared fastings, and they see him move. We are here at the best. We know how he will move. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. Now those who are going to move ahead of us in the market with the type of business, yet it's the same.
Revival
and restoration. But the time we shall enter the market, in the market of revival and restoration, this will be a standard in the economics. We don't mind this, for we know the ways. Those who run swiftly are no ones who win the marathon.
But
even lies when they move ahead of the world. When truth comes, it overtakes it. We are going to wait slowly.
Do
not worry of any changes the Spirit can put in place in launching revival. Do not be surprised of them. In this time, many are preparing the same thing, as they say. But they don't call us. Yet when we call them, they don't want to come. And they say, they cannot put us on market together with them. That our products are very highly on standards. They will end up overtaking the entire thing. But this is not to overtake and capture. This is to understand who has the fullness. We join on the fullness. For halves cannot be there where there is fullness.
We will.
Can you agree
to have a portion when the fullness has come?
Let's
pick narrow words. Narrow words are like this. A thousand. 10,000. It has 1,000 times 10. When they give you 10,000, when they give you 1,000, another gives you 10,000, what do you say? Why?
Chiramba.
If someone comes tell you, I want to give you 1,000, even the other time 1,000. Another says, I want to give you 10,000.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
But
the fullness is not easy to reject it. Someone comes and can't help you.
I
want to give you $10,000.
$100,000.
I give it to you once, or I give you in
$1,000. The thought come in your mind is, what if he changed after he's given $10,000?
It's not
person who has accepted something which is a half when the fullness is there. Even a young child. And if you bring a sweet
and you
bite on it and you give them what you bite on, they look at where the fool you've kept it.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Yes.
But we will come there. When they will come as we shall go speak. The terrifying thing when we shall speak, we do not know whether they will speak again. One man called us in the East Bujiri,
Eastern Uganda.
When we spoke, they first put their ministers. We too, they called us our turn. When they called us, and the other man said,
"Man, you have set a standard.
What are we going to
do now? What
are we going to preach?" Now the next day, as they called ministers, everyone was shying away. They don't want to come. That alone is why they fear to welcome us. But they hear that there is truth right here. They hear there is truth. But we welcome them. And we too don't intend to block their mouth. We don't intend to block their mouth. Because we have to speak the truth. Praise Jesus, man.
So,
brethren, the ways of manifesting of the Holy Spirit in revival, mightily in might, as Nehemiah 8:10, that for the joy of the Lord is our strength. How, which kind of strength?
And
Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord will rejoice over us with singing.
His
joy is happening when he sings. When he sings in his songs, we
do
commands as we sing them together with him. 1 Chronicles 25:6-7. And we prepared well in his songs. When we sing them, he fulfills Acts 1:8. He said, give them power.
What
Spirit, go give them power. Move mightily in power.
If
revival, restoration of all things. Let's read in the Acts, you see. Acts chapter 1:8.
But you shall
receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When the Holy Spirit comes, give us the power of God. Now, many are waiting for the Holy Spirit to move mightily in might. But he has to put it in us. Then he moves within us mightily in might. As he works out in the world, we as we manifest him again, as we explain him, he is the one working out there. For people of the world, at times they think some things have to just happen just as they are. When they are struck with floods these days, they say these are weather changes.
When the earthquakes come, that the weather has changed, but they forget the era of Prophet Noah. Weather is not what had changed.
The
spirit who governs the weather changes is the one who had departed. And when the spirit was still there, there were no floods there. Till the Father said, my spirit will not contend with his people all days. And he took him away. That's why in the Psalms they say, take not away your Holy Spirit. When he takes him away, things begin to be shaken. And the world do not think of it. Things which happen upon it, the Holy Spirit show, I am not there to uphold you. Until they have resumed yearn for him. Many things are going to increase happen on them.
Right
from today you write it down. Even next day in the morning it's going to begin. Different things from those they have been into. And these are very amazing. Even the younger can explain them. These have never happened before. We are so afraid. God is going to press squeeze the world until they welcome the Holy Spirit. All the time, the world does never welcome the Holy Spirit because they have never minded to know him.
He's
the one who helps and upholds the world. Never will come him. Now he's going to press squeeze it until they will come him. We will come to him. Let peace be unto us.
When he
speaks in John chapter 14, verse 17, the world cannot receive him. The world all the time never believed one who upholds things, those in the world. They are contending with him as they did in Genesis. As they fought all righteousness, when Prophet Noah preached righteousness, they tried to destroy righteousness. Yet it's the kingdom of God. It is the Holy Spirit. So in all brethren, as I summarize, there is a reason why we rejoice, why we are going to keep rejoicing. We shall keep praising God. We worship him. Sing with him in his songs all the days. Holy Spirit move mightily in might with revival and restoration of all things to the coming back of our Lord Jesus. In that date, 13th of September, any time it will come, we shall welcome him afresh every year as if you've never welcomed him. Though we shall keep welcome all days, but said in Nehemiah, this day will be secret. Will be very secret. Holy. And we shall force the government of Uganda to make it a public holiday. Yes. Of September, every year,
the government
will reach, make it a public holiday, starting from Ugandan government. And we shall remind people on it that the Spirit began revival, the restoration of all things, the greatest and the last on the planet
earth,
coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages.
Does not mean
that we shall keep eating food or drink. Main
thing,
shall praise him on that day. We shall keep worshiping
and we sing
God in the songs of God.
Era kijatuka ngabuli wonna abatukwe bali munsi
everywhere where holy ones are in the world. Tuba kuchim kuchindu chechi we are on the same thing on that day.
Utendereza
praising
usinza katonda
worshiping God.
Moyo ne mazima
spirit and truth.
Atukulemedwa moyo mutukufu
led by the Holy Spirit as we sing with God the songs of God.
Omoyo mutukufu
the Holy Spirit
gayongera kutambula mumanyi mumanyi
move mightily in mind.
Ne revival ne solution ye bibi
Bible and restoration of all things those of heaven
kumanyi mwanga bwe byali
known the way they were the way they should be the way they will be forever. Those of the earth, including the church, politics, economics, healthy, social relations, education,
games, music and sports,
music and sports, and them too are revived. Worship and praise God, spirit and truth, and it is being revived every year. It will be a holy day. Every time that day will come,
as spoken
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9 and
10.
God, when we shall sing with him, he move, turn us into new people in the world. You know God, when he chose the king Saul, coming to the kingship, he was a king who was not worthy. He told him what you're going to do. Going to meet men who sing on the mountain of God, prophets who prophesy, the ministers of singing. You
two,
in that ministry, you join on them. In the midst of that singing, the spirit will come down. He will turn you to another man. No aspect which is greater than that moment when the spirit turns us into other creatures that he wants. People new created the image of God in righteousness and holiness.
It's
a moment to turn us those worthy. Because secrets which you can't be spoken of.
That
because I've become new creations and closed the old man. It's cycle.
It
comes to pass when we decide to rejoice with God. We praise him. We worship spirit and in the truth. As we led by the Holy Spirit himself. In the truth of the scriptures. As we sing the song of God. As we sing with him. There we can complete the cycle of becoming a new creation.
Amen.
That's why in the first Samuel, chapter 10, verse 5 downwards, it says this.
Samuel Echisoka, Isure Yekumi, Norinio Loktano.
First Samuel, chapter 10, verse 5.
Norioko Tuka, Kurusaziwa Katonda, Awali Echigo, Echava Filisuti. Awuruna atuka, bonabango tu seyo mchibuga, ono singane chibina chaba nabi, ngabase rengeta, ngabava mchifo echigulumifu, ngabali netongoli, nebitasa, nendere, nenanga, ngabiba kule mbede, elaba nabanga bawobu nabi.
After that, you shall come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when you are come there to the city, that you shall meet a company of prophets, coming down from the high place with a harp and a tabalin and a flute and the lyre before them, and they shall prophesy. Yes. Be transformed when it comes. When you reach the mountain of the house of God. This which is on the top, which is full of knowledge, you will meet there prophets. And they have all musical instruments. And they prophesy.
It's
at the moment we had it with you, perhaps you never understood it well. You will understand it. When I first come, is the one who first
had
it's of tablet singing. Fruits. There's been prophecy there.
We
are going to be within it in 3 days.
kutandika olwenkya
sample you.
Nga tusoka ebitaasa ne bibeerayo bwe tuyimba ezaffe ezijja mu mutima Katonda
z'atuwa
obunnabbi bwe bujja
batugulumiza
olaba akaseera
ako
ojja kukalaba
mu nsi muno
n'abamu bunja mmere
wewatiamen
No, Samukarabiago Katono.
I think you've briefly seen it. And then we enjoyed dance with the Holy Spirit. After we attach on songs, with the instruments mixed up very well. Praise and the praise.
What do we umanyi?
You know, I told you, when they tell you prepare to meet the Lord, you have never prepared yourself. Don't waste time to prepare yourself. Ask him, Lord, I prepare you want to meet me when I'm in which state. Tell me how I prepare myself to meet you. He will tell you, who
has
told you trample my coat? Go you bath,
learn
to do good, stop doing evil.
This
for you how you have to do it. Not as you want.
You've not prepared people
that they meet the spirits. You want to make them die. When you welcome, you do not know him. Let me first leave that. It's also another word of getting explained much. Let's finish in the Samuel.
Samuel ekisoka esuli yekumi n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Samuel chapter 10 verse 6.
Awo omwoyo gwa Mukama gunajja ku ggwe n'amaanyi n'oweera obunnabbi awamu nabo n'ofuuka okuba omuntu omulala.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Yes. They told him. You know, Prophet Samuel, he told the king Saul, chosen you out of the family of Cush, you are proud with your stubbornness. But I'm going to turn you to another man. Another man they have never seen. Because Saul fought with this process. Yes. He fought with this process, turned to another man, he killed it himself. When they sent him ahead in a mission, he began to kill and he messed up the program. He told him to kill all, he killed a few. He began to reserve some. He killed the process
of being
turned to another man.
Go
meet men, the prophets. They come from the mountain of the Lord. As they are led by musical instruments singing. As they prophesy. In the midst, the Lord will come upon you. You too prophesy with them. Until you are turned into another man. Praise Jesus much.
Now
that aspect will be there all the time. But still we shall celebrate it much on that day. We remind it to the world on the 14th of September every year. The people do not know the ways of God. As I have told you, they do not know to prepare themselves for him. I tell you this to understand that God has taken time preparing you. And you we are seeing apostle as you are stubborn and contentious until God humbled you himself and he had mercy on you. Let's finish here.
Samuel ekisoka esuli yekumi n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
First Samuel chapter 10 verse 7.
Awo olunaatuuka obubonero obwo nga bukutuuseeko okulanga ng'omukono gwo bwe gunaasalanga ng'omukono gwo bwe gunaasanga bwe biri
Kubanga Katonda ali nawe.
And let it be when these signs are come unto you that you do as the occasion suits you, for God is with you. Yes.
Aona. Katonda nabera namwe.
And God appears to be with you.
Na
hatula masaka diga mwe. In your midst.
Nibata damu kubuza.
And they never ask.
Chariruda we ya sango moyo kwe masaka diga.
Where is you put your spirit in your midst?
Na hata ambu zango mkono kwa kwa diyo.
Moved his right hand.
Awali yo mkono kwa
mkusa. Where there is the hand of Moses.
Echi damu kubuza.
It will no more be asked.
Na inga jesu vya mga buga. But just
they told him you're going to meet. Prophets singing. As they prophesy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I would have finished these many things because of time.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. Because there are some things also have been on us and we've gone back to the Acts of Prophets and Apostles. What surprised me most in the time we read in Matthew chapter 17 verse 11 that Elijah will come and restore all things. Most we yearn for anointing of prophet Elijah. Is it not that? But when they come to you and they ask you an anointing of Elijah, you first fly the meat you have and give me to eat it. You've read in the first Kings chapter 17.
He
reached on the woman. He tells her that the milk you have is yourself. You mingle it. Give me to eat.
And
then I give you the rest. Yes. It will be topped up. And he said, my what? It's the only one I have. I've been gathering firewood, you've met me. I go mingle it. I eat my child and we die.
Now,
that too happened on us. They told us, what you have cooked, I eat. We said, Holy Spirit, what you're going to eat? He said, yes, I'm going to eat. Because I did not tell you. Because we would have been surprised of it. He said no. When you do it for those young, and they eat, I would have eaten. You know, this way is of old.
Nabi Yakobo.
Prophet Jacob. Don't know if he was a prophet. He was a prophet and apostle. And a teacher.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When all together, they first told you, first go hunt for
me.
After hunting, you bring, I eat, drink, I rejoice after I play a blessing to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It
was like this. Most people guys say,
you
want anointing of Elijah, you restore all things. Even the small thing you failed that he did.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He left his, and he moved with the Lord.
No, yagara, but we double portion.
He wanted to give double portion of prophet Elisha.
But
Elisha, he went on the village, he
slaughtered
all his ox, he had the cows, and they ate all. He came followed Elijah. He told them another,
he
will be there till I'm lifted and taken. You get the double portion. But you in the hospital, I want you for 3 days. Three. When you're around here. And you see how I move to go. I will not make you sleep here. But even spending a day here, you fail. Have you seen? One will come and not know Elijah.
They
told him, you mingle what you have, I eat.
And
that day the Lord told us, you get on what you have. You bring and your brethren eat. And you forget what he said in Matthew. If that one will be eating, you will do it for that one. You would have done it for him.
At
which anointing Elisha double portion of Holy Spirit and to get it, he went back, slaughtered his cows.
Even the sheep
slaughtered the village they eat. And he left them.
He
went to move follow Elijah. If you'll see me go to heaven, double portion will be given you.
Which
tells you go be there for 3 days and you fail. If any gives you the time you will meet, you still fail in
this.
And then you move elsewhere. Our generations, they are very weak. The hearts are very weak. The spirits, they are old. They are not just weak. Do not know the ways of God. And we really lay them on our hearts. We are as if things are a joke. But he's going to move as you see where he's done it. People say, eat and drinking. Others came on the first day, most. And they saw that there's nothing powerful, we just moved on. We just ate food. And they gave us meat there. That usually we eat it. Now did the spirit move? And he sees us. Now trouble, and we are in the tests, the last tests. Others, we are greedy. They
retained,
not able to even give God. Me, I put in the other sweets. And they say, if you do it for that young, you have done it for me. That you failed to do it for him. And you had your greed on your God.
What
you want to move with. Many times to be chosen by God.
It's
not just enough that he's chosen you. When you read in the Second Kings, Prophet Elisha casts his cloak on the prophet Elijah. He chose him very well. What did to he also strived. He went sold what he had. He came to follow him. And he had something. He had to be around. The children of the prophet told him, your master is being taken. He said, I know it. Leave me. He followed him. But he told him, if you will be there.
So,
brethren,
I
have to learn the ways of God. They are not like our thoughts.
Because
God are far higher, as you see,
heavens,
far from the earth. It's like a small thing that rejoice. You sing, you praise. You sing with God.
Yes.
Holy Spirit is going to move.
He's
going to turn you to a special person in the midst of the world. In the midst of the world,
right,
they decide to turn you.
It
never appear like that old person. Become man or woman. Who does the marvelous things of God? Are we together? You play in this moment. When you read in the Psalms from above, 1 Samuel chapter 10,
the
donkeys just got lost. He began to look for them. Yet God is one who has made them get lost. Try to move as he seeks for him. Why shall we give? All that was not the main thing. Maybe was meant to be made king.
The
prophet instructed him, told him, not yet be made king, though I have anointed you. If you'll find those prophets who sing as they prophesy,
he
will come on you, turn you to another man, and you despise that moment.
Your
moment which was to be turned
in the
special
person,
it's that we played in.
Are
we in trouble?
You
thought that
you're going to hear the
earthquake as in the Acts chapter 2.
You
looked in one
scripture.
God looks in the entire Bible. Acts to the Spirit came down and they had a rushing wind. And the Acts 4,
there
was no rushing by the quaking of the earth.
The Acts
chapter
8,
as they laid hands on them, they got filled of the Spirit.
Don't
you think them in that one way? God
thinks
in one scripture.
He thinks
in the entire Bible. All the scriptures. All to see that they come to pass. But because of time,
we
shall move and see tomorrow. We see that singing, what is it?
In
the singing involving prophecy, it's also very different.
And
in the world, they do not understand it well. Even the church which is there, they do not understand it. But you're going to begin to keep understanding it. Yes. Say the meat is ready. We first eat it.
And
we move and sing. Electricity. It increased. They said it's increased. What is the time? Yes.
They're
going to serve us.
As
the seven star Orion
and above,
and above, as they move us on in songs,
as we sing with
God, we eat the beef, cow, roasted beef. Yes, roasted and boiled. If time will favor us,
sing
the praise, we go back home.
And
tomorrow still do not miss. Starting at the 8th hour,
the
operations will be moving on.
Let's
become Prophet Deborah.
Takes us
in this moment. They begin to serve the meat.
We
have to eat, the Lord served us.
What
would have given him eat in heaven, he does not need
it.
Even Christ is not in
need. And
the Spirit he sends for
us,
one in our midst,
who
does revival, is no one who
eats.
But he said,
when
you did it for those young, you did it for me. Don't refuse to eat. Nothing you put in it.
It's
nothing. No trickery. If you expect it, then pray.
Bible
says
they'll
be sanctified
with
the word in prayer. Expect anything within there not proper, then pray. May God bless you.